Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alrighty. This is Aaron Carnes. I am alone in my car, driving. I'm on the Grapevine, which is, it is the stretch of kind of elevated desert area before you get into, Southern California, the city part of Southern California. When you live up in Northern California, like me, you gotta drive through a couple hours of just flat nothingness, and then you see the Grapevine approach. So it kind of looks like a road. So at first it kind of snakes up and down. So it's kind of like we finally made it to something that's not super boring. Yes, it is 9:16. I got up incredibly early so I could drive down to San Diego and not have to get stuck in traffic and not have to go around LA, which were my primary options. But according to my advanced GPS software known as Waze, I should be able to go right through Los Angeles and not hit any traffic.
How's the tour been?
It's been fun so far. You can come over here, Barry. We're just talking.
Yeah, this will be like some bonus shit.
We just ate some food at a place called Baker's in Victorville.
Yeah. Tell us about Baker's.
There's a large man inside wearing a Let's Go Brandon hat. He's enjoying a pleasant meal by himself.
What about the food they serve?
The food is weirdly bland and very all-American, but they have vegetarian options here. So our group of vegans and vegetarians is happy to be able to get some food here.
Who is like...
As like a democratic socialist, I couldn't be less interested in looking for a deal from a small, comparatively speaking, band.
What was the deal he was looking for?
You know what? I think the best deal he could have made that night was not getting kicked out of the venue. He was a sweet guy. There was sort of like a...
Hey, so tell me. So this is, what's your name?
Jerry Brooks.
And you do merch for
Buckle 9.
So you cut a deal with him. What's the deal you cut with him?
He gave me $100 for a sweatshirt and two t-shirts, and wanted three pairs of socks.
So the deal was the socks were free.
Yeah, but then he tried to steal a buck hat.
Also, there was definitely, I was waiting to use the restroom at Panda Express, there was definitely an old man who was changing his jeans because I'm pretty sure he shit himself.
Oh yeah, I know, I read your text thread, but...
couldn't tell what was going on. It was just like all of a sudden a bunch of clothes were on the floor, and at one point it sounded like he was counting a bunch of change, and then at some point he just eventually came out, and it was just, you know, I don't know. He was in there for way too long, didn't even smell, so I actually have no idea what that guy was doing.
Yes. You played bass with
yes.
him?
Yes.
What's your history with playing bass?
I actually, in my first ska band, I played bass, and I was the singer. So I was the bass player, singer. So I used to do it for a long time. From age 13 to 20, I was a ska bass player.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But it's been a while.
Do you, like, make sure that all your bands, that if anyone has a member fall out, that you could just fill in?
Yeah. I think the only person that's never missed a Kill Lincoln show is me. although I've encouraged them. I was like, no, go do it. Like, find somebody.
No, what I mean is, like, all the bad time bands.
Oh.
Like, yeah, can you fill in for everybody if they
oh,
need it?
God, no. Definitely not. I filled in for the best of the worst ones, and it was so hard. It was very difficult. I don't think I did a very good job. But it was a basement show, and the basement flooded, so that kind of, like, covered up for my shitty bass playing.
Yeah.
So nobody remembers how bad I was at bass, because they just remember that the basement flooded. So, yeah.
With Adam, hey, Adam Davis. Yeah. He's doing bad stuff.
Yeah. Word so close, you grovel at my novel flow, stacked like nachos, put you in the hospital. Notice this notion of my musical potion. Newborns in the nursery, hear the ocean of my spitting. This hot off the presses shit. You're screaming really loud as we hit the precipice. Knuckles bring news to your face with a bruise. Hop in my Bentley, in control, take a cruise. Give me no nuns, I want nymphs. Yesterday's nerds are this day's pimps. These obnoxious rappers with their noxious habits slam nonsense like their noodle is flat and their narrow narration negates nomination.
Was it one of these guys?
Yeah,
Mustard Plug.
And Toasters.
Toasters, they were cool. That's the old New York dude.
Yeah,
with the British accent.
Yeah, and so you did dance a little, didn't you?
I was skanking.
Yeah,
that was my first skank.
Was it life changing?
You took a picture of it. You took a good picture where I'm like, you can tell I'm skanking.
Yeah,
I don't think I remember how to skank, but I think it'll come to me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for now. If you want to hear the rest of the In Defense of Ska tour diary, hear everything that we got up to, all the conversations we had, all the good times we had on tour, $5. Head over to the Patreon. Please sign up. It'll mean the world to us. And I have all my stuff still packed behind me while I'm recording this. I gotta go and pack. So go sign up for the Patreon, okay? See you later.
From this, you will have no memory of this message.